From the Pitch with Marcelo Balboa, presented by Colorado Soccer Association.
And Darren Copeland with you. Marcelo Balboa is somewhere. He's somewhere between here and Utah. I know he's in Utah. Yesterday I saw him at that Venezuela-United States game. 1-1. It's okay. We're all right. The United States is all right. They're all right. They're all right. They need to be better, though. They need to be better in the next couple games because the next couple games matter, especially that game against Trinidad and Tobago here. I mean, these are the games you have to win. So, just, you know, we'll see that in Christian Pulisic is everything as advertised, man. I'm just saying that. And if you get a chance to watch him, he plays the game so much faster, which is what happens when you play in a country where everyone plays soccer and the highest levels are way higher than the levels you're playing at home. And it's not so much because the best guys are the best. It's more so because the average guys are pretty darn good. So when you're thinking about, you know, the German Bundesliga or English Premier League, or let's take Madrid, because we'll just go with La Liga, okay, which is the Spanish soccer league. Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo will always be that great. But what makes those teams and playing in those leagues so much better is it's not because Messi can play like Messi. It's because Piqué can play like Piqué. I mean, he's probably the 11th best player on his team for Barcelona. And if you think about like Sevilla or Atletico Madrid, which are probably the third and fourth best teams-ish, I mean, that's the problem with La Liga. There's really only two. But Atletico Madrid or Palmas, which is actually on the Canary Islands, so it's in Africa but plays in Spain. Those guys who you've never heard of are still really, really good. And if they wanted to come here, they could come here and probably dominate. So to see Christian Pulisic go to a place like Germany for a super team and be doing what he's doing for them at the age of 19 or whatever he is, it makes me excited for what he'd become. Now, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, and I don't want to Freddie A-do this guy. But, I mean, he looks like the real deal. He looks like the real deal. So while I was watching that, the real magic was happening over at Commerce City down at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. The Rapids go down 1-0, and that was like, well, that's unexpected. You know, they are last place. And I could just hear the heat coming from people just being so mad. And actually, you know, if you're one of these guys, you know, you give us a call, 303-831-1340. Because I would like to hear what your emotions were like for that game and throughout that game. Because Rapids are in terrible position. They're in last place. They are terrible. They've lost their last game. They actually won their. They might have won two in a row, but they're still in last place. It's just I hate it. I hate that they're in last place, and then they go down 1-0 at home. I mean, you can hear the screaming, probably booing, all sorts of nonsense. You know, you can hear Bob, just teeth grinding. You can hear it, and then. You know, McMath makes a couple saves, one with his face, and chews out the ref for a second, then gets back into goal, and the whole team gets fired up, and then Hairston gets a beautiful pass, puts a ball straight across to Kevin Doyle in like the 80th minute to tie the game at one. And then he goes off for Alan Gordon, and then Alan Gordon in the 86th minute, I believe it was. Mind you, these games are 90 minutes. In the 86th minute, put him ahead. and the crowd went wild. You could just see, I mean, just the delirium going on in the, on all those, you know, hundreds of people who were still, I mean, there were more than hundreds, but like 5,000 were probably still there. I mean, it was a nice night for soccer, so they're probably out drinking beer. But, you know, just the craziness with which they, and they won that game. So coming in, you're not thinking very highly of the Rapids. At halftime, you're definitely not thinking very highly of the Rapids. But then by the end of the game, you're going home talking about, oh, baby, we're going to win it all. Because it's like they get two games. They get two goals in like the last 10 minutes. And, you know, I mean, this is kind of the thing about soccer is, and this is what Marcelo always talks about, is that what Marcelo says is you never know. You can win three straight games and then you're right back in playoffs. And once you get to playoffs, you never know what's going to happen.
And they're only six games. They're 6 points out, right?
Well, let me check. Let me go to my handy dandy app, my MLS app. And they are, let's see, they have 13 points. San Jose is the eighth place team currently. And they are at 19 points. However, they have played two more games than the Rapids. So if you were to look at losses, Real Salt Lake actually has two more losses than the Avs, or to the Rapids. God, I got to stop doing that. They're both burgundy, for crying out loud. Right. Like, not like I'm saying, oh, yeah, the Zephyrs, or whatever, some weird, you know, team from the past. It was green. You know, I'm not confusing them with the Broncos. I'm not confusing them with anybody else, just those two teams. So Real Salt Lake has one more tie, but, you know, two more losses in three more games played. So there's an opportunity here for the Rapids to make up some ground. How likely is that? Well, I mean, if they play like they played the last 20 minutes of that soccer game last night, I think they have an opportunity to be really, to maybe make a push. But some things have to happen. Tim Howard needs to, you know, I mean, he hasn't had a lot of clean sheets here lately. He needs to start getting those here. Now, he needs to get some help, but that means that Axel Schulberg and those guys need to get healthier and get back to playing defense the way they're playing defense. And then the second thing they have to do is they have to go and make sure that Selchin Gashi gets, you know, gets touches. It just seems that when Selchin Gashi's on the field, the team plays better. He didn't really factor in either one of the goals, but, you know, they're running. They were running forward. They were running. They were looking. They look dangerous for the first time in a long time. And that's what's so interesting. And that's what's interesting to me is that they look dangerous offensively, even if it is that last 10 minutes, for the first time in a long time. Pablo Mastroianni has been the coach for 4 years. This is his fourth year. The first 2 years, they were not good. Last year was good. This year, jury's still out, but not looking good. And what's been the problem? Scoring, 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 scoring. Last year, they still had problems scoring. It's just that they played such great defense that they were out of their minds picking up points. I don't think people understand how good going undefeated at home in a season is. Just people don't believe that people understand how good that is. I mean, when you play 34 games, it's not like the Broncos play 16. Or, you know, you have 8 games once a week.
It's pretty much double that.
Yeah, so you're playing 16 home games. You might hit a clunker once in a while. I mean, you might hit a clunker. And they went undefeated in a season at home. It's incredible. But that couldn't happen again, especially after you send out your two best defensive players, your captain and Birch, and you send them to Minnesota. I mean, come on. But they've moved to the 4-4-2, which seems to make them more dangerous offensively, even as they've gotten colossally crushed by a couple teams. But I feel like I want to, I feel like there's some optimism there, but I'm pretty optimistic in terms of my sport teams. Like, I'm pretty optimistically stupid that way. I feel like they can do something here, but I mean, they got to start playing games more like the last 10 minutes they played than the first, you know, 80 minutes they played. Because the way they played the first 80 minutes just ain't going to get it done. From the Pitches, brought to you by Colorado Soccer Association, that's CSA.org, and Ahua Mexican Restaurant. Make sure you check out those two places. I'm Darren Copeland, and From the Pitch, we'll be back after this.